Almost Orwellian. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Sunday on 60 Minutes, National Security Agency Director Keith Alexander described what the NSA does and made it sound reasonable.
The fact is, we're not collecting everybody's email. We're not collecting everybody's phone things. We're not listening to that.
But in a ruling on Monday, federal judge Richard Leon called that an almost Orwellian violation of the Fourth Amendment that would have left James Madison aghast. And so he ruled in favor of two Verizon Wireless subscribers who had demanded the NSA stop collecting their data and destroy whatever was being stored. As for the NSA's argument that these aren't conversations, just a bunch of numbers, Professor Steve Belevin of Columbia says that argument won't cut it anymore.
5 years worth of calling pattern data is extremely revealing about who you are and what you do.
The judge has stayed his ruling, so it won't take effect right away, and it's going to be appealed, of course. But just thinking this through, even if it does stand, do we really think the NSA would ever yank the plug on its computers? It might say it was, but how would we know? It could even be an elaborate double fake. I have to think that with all the Edward Snowden revelations, the smart terrorists stopped using phones long ago, right? So maybe the NSA would welcome a court ruling to make the world think phone calls are out of bounds in hopes the terrorists would start using their phones again. The only way to know for sure would be to set up another agency to tap the NSA's conversations. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.